This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony at Mumbai's Azad Maidan yesterday. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis. Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde and NCP President Ajit Pawar also took the oath as Deputy Chief Ministers. This swearing-in follows a historic mandate for the Mahayuti Alliance in the recent Assembly elections. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis is assured that the state will witness a fully transparent and stable government in the next 5 years. In a press conference held after his swearing-in yesterday, Mr. Fadnavis emphasized that while the roles in the new government have reversed, the speed and direction of development will remain unchanged. Mr. Fadnavis announced that a special 3-day session of the new assembly will begin in Mumbai from Saturday, during which the new MLAs will take their oath. The election for the post of Speaker will take place on the 9th of this month, followed by the Governor's address. Denying any rift between the three coalition partners leading to a delay in government formation, Mr. Fadnavis said, a successful coalition is run through consultation. Stating that the new cabinet will be in place before the winter session of Assembly, Mr. Fadnavis confirmed that discussions regarding portfolio allocation are in the final stage, along with appraisal of the work done by the ministers in the previous regime. The nation is paying tribute to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 69th death anniversary today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Deputy Chairperson of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, parliamentarians and many other dignitaries will pay tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House Complex. The entire event will be opened up for public to pay their obeisance to Dr. Ambedkar at the Prerna Sthal from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. through Gate No. 1 near Parliament Library Building at Pandit Panmark in New Delhi. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment said, no pass or invitation is required for entry at Parliament House Complex by public entering from Gate No. 1, Pandit Panmark for this occasion. Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, signed a $15 million loan agreement for climate adaptative water harvesting project in Meghalaya yesterday. The loan agreement for the climate adaptative community-based water harvesting project was signed by Juhi Mukherjee, Joint Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, and Mia Oka, Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. These facilities will incorporate climate-resilient designs to capture and manage heavy rainfall and flash floods during monsoon season. The stored water shall improve water security during the dry season. In France, Prime Minister Michel Barnier resigned after losing a vote of no confidence, leading to the collapse of his government and marking him the shortest-serving premier in modern French history. Barnier formally submitted his resignation to President Emmanuel Macron, who accepted it. However, Barnier will remain in office in a caretaker role until a new government is appointed, according to a statement from the French presidential office. In Afghanistan, 6 commuters were killed and 4 others were injured when a deep plunged into a river in northern Badakhshan province on Thursday. According to the Provincial Director for Information and Culture, the accident occurred on the road linking Nasai district to Faizabad city due to a reckless driving. One body and 4 injured individuals have been taken to a nearby hospital. Efforts are ongoing to recover the remaining 5 bodies. Top Indian wrestlers will participate in the Senior National Wrestling Championships 2024, starting at the Koramangala Indoor Stadium in Bengaluru today. Haryana is set to dominate the championships with 28 wrestlers competing across various categories. A total of 24 states and union territories will participate in this prestigious event. Over 700 entries have been received from across the country, and hosts Karnataka have also entered a strong contingent of 32 wrestlers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.